And so part of my impulse was to regain the extraordinary in the ordinary. Let me give you an example. This is a piece called Say Wow When You See a Bus. There is a pure and shining glory in the world of my toddler daughter, Tess. It is called a bus. A big, big bus, to be exact. For Tess, there is absolutely no greater joy, no surprise more full, no experience more fantastic than the moment of sheer ecstasy and full body wonder when she sees a bus. Like someone with short-term memory loss, each one is her first. Wow, a bus, she says with every fiber of her being, a big, big bus. For someone so small, she has quite the lung power. A voice that carries for some distance, making heads turn in her wake. There's a close second to bus joy when we approach the tunnel. Do you know Asheville? Does anybody know Asheville, the big, big tunnel in Asheville? The big, big tunnel. But even that pales in comparison with the bus. Then, of course, there's the penultimate thrill of the truck, the big, big truck, or the big red fire truck, or the ice cream truck, or the happy truck, or big, huge truck. A very loud announcement made many times each day and complicated only slightly by the fact that every TR in her noisy vocabulary is rendered as an F. We cut quite a figure in the produce aisle or the post office when she hears a great big fire truck go past, announcing it to the surprised masses. Being around her is like getting a PhD in exuberance. Hers is a joy we all know before we divide ourselves and wall off the part we keep to ourselves, the part we hide for fear of ridicule. There's a great story of a man who goes into a kindergarten class and says, "How many of you are artists?" And every single kid puts their hand up, of course, waving madly. "How many of you are singers?" Every hand goes up. "How many of you are dancers?" Every hand. And, of course, by the time we get to high school, he goes into a classroom and says, "How many of you are artists?" Maybe one hand goes up. So we all know that phenomenon. As I push Tess in her swing, "Bigger, bigger," she urges, I muse sometimes about what it would be like to approach life as an adult like Tessie does now, boldly marching forward in her days. Wow, a meeting! Looky, an insanely long and completely inane meeting! Yee, a huge parking ticket! A 200-page strategic plan. A report due tomorrow. A mortgage payment. Wow. A dysfunctional boss in a big, big fire truck. So in addition to this sort of exuberance, the other thing that occurred to me was that there might be a different way to engage with other human beings.